Author Gregory Kantaxis wowed me with his first book in the Dance of Light fantasy series, The Return of the Knights, and further impressed me with his prequel novella, The Night of the Moon. Today, let's see if he hits the same mark with book two of the series, The Fall of the Giants. Hi there, I'm Jim with Fantasy for the Ages, the father of this father-son show where we talk fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. Today, just Jim here with a book blast episode, a spoiler-light reaction to The Fall of the Giants by Gregory Kantaxis. So this is a book available for pre-order right now. I had an advanced reader copy. Thank you, Mr. Kantaxis. Very much enjoyed the opportunity to be an advanced reader of this book. I'm a big fan of the series. I was really looking forward to this coming out. So I'm going to give you my reactions. I will not ruin the book for you. I hope you'll still go ahead and check out this great fantasy series, including this book. And I'm not going to ruin it for you. I've got content already out on the first two books. Again, spoiler light, so you can look into them and get a feel for them. I did not hold back on my praise. I was enthusiastically endorsing these books. They're fantastic, some of the best fantasy fiction I've read in a while, and self-published. I mean, awesome work here. Somebody should be picking these up. I found these two books to be extremely well-written, tight, interesting narratives, and an engaging level of mystery, where characters only have part of the puzzle. And as they learn more and resolve the unknowns, we, as the readers, are doing the same. The plot, pacing, characters, dialogue, everything seemed on point and kept me hooked in and wanting to read more. Then we get to this book. The Fall of the Giants nicely advances the storyline, don't get me wrong. Picking up right where we left off in Return of the Knights, many of our core characters now go off on separate quests, all at the behest of the lead protagonist, Elliot, who is off on his own mission as well. These individual journeys are rife with opportunity for self-discovery and growth, and our author indeed has that theme built into the fabric of this novel. Where the book falls short is in the way Kantaxis writes the characters this time. In leaning into these growth journeys, he chooses to highlight and emphasize their character flaws, whether being too naive and inexperienced, lacking in self-confidence, falling back into previous bad forms, or other shortcomings. In so doing, and really emphasizing these, his characters react to circumstances in illogical and over-the-top ways. And it reads as strongly inauthentic. He's kind of beating us over the head with the things we should be noticing as wrong with these characters. I found clunky dialogue and characters yelling their reactions, which was taking me out of the story numerous times, unfortunately. It was shocking to me, as I didn't have an experience at all like this in the first book and the prequel novella. All that said, I valued the enhanced world building we get to enjoy in this novel, the additional mysteries revealed regarding the past, the magic, and the various beings and creatures of this world. And the armed conflict the story leads up to? That's terrific. I only rate this novel as average, 3 stars out of 5, due to that character development issue that I've described. I mean, it really irked me a bit. It took me out of the story. But the overall narrative is still fantastic, and I do look forward to the next book. I want to see where Kantaxis is going to take this story, because there's more to come. We totally need the next book. Greg, you cannot leave us where this book ended. You can't. All right, I do endorse the book. I do recommend that you read The Fall of the Giants. You've heard my issues with it, but there's far more good than there are issues. So get over those, enjoy the story, check it out. You can pre-order already now on Amazon and other places, I'm sure. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.